Good day to everyone. We are here once again. This is now the season two of our discussion about all of reality. And in all of reality, we have discussed before about the Lord God's being, Lord God's work, and works of God's creation. Now we will come into their ad intra or their internal relation, and in extension to their relation to their creation. And of course, to start with, we start with the very word covenant. Covenant, no? Because a covenant is very important in terms of relation, because it is been defined. So I'll open. Let's define it first, no? Okay. A covenant is an agreement enacted between two parties, in which one or both make promises under oath to perform or refrain from certain action stipulated in advance. Now, therefore, we can now see the extent of agreement. It will be done in advance, meaning before things happen or before we do start our relation, we will start with an agreement or promises or an oath for what we are going to do or not to do, or what relation we are going to agree into. Now, since the church is the bride of Christ, the very focus now of relation, because the very point of bride of Christ, remember, the church is also the body, the temple, and also in the future, the bride of Christ. We are waiting for His coming. So we are waiting for His coming for the church to be married to His groom. So there is now a marriage contract, should I say. So lahat naman na relasyon merong pagkakasunduan, no? So what is that relation? A marriage contract, or should we say it's more accurate, marriage covenant. So God has established, before He created all of creation, and before He created Adam, there is already an everlasting covenant. Now, let's go to that word everlasting covenant. So let us say that is in Genesis chapter 17. Okay. Now, the Lord is now talking to Abraham. He says, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations." So a father of many nations. That's why from Abraham, his name was changed to Abraham. What does Abraham means? For a father of many nations. Abraham means exalted father. From exalted father to a father of many nations. Now, take note of word nation. It is a word that tantamounts to a nation, people, Gentiles, country, and word is used to indicate nation or nation in various contexts. So, in the covenant of God, let us say, He say, I will make nations, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generation for an, what's this? What He says? Everlasting covenant. So once, what is that everlasting covenant which He has given to Abraham? That is to be a God. To be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. So the totality, the very nucleus of the covenant is He alone. God alone is our God. No one else. No one else. From our generation to many generations that will come before us. So, therefore, with this, let's come in now to the very general stipulation or agreement. Now, to go to Deuteronomy. Excuse me. Chapter 30, verse 16. I'll read from King James Version or CWS, Complete Word Study Bible. It says, I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandment, and his statutes, and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God we shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Now take note, what is the everlasting covenant? He alone is our God, no one else. And toward our future generation, we will tell them that He alone is our God. Who is that He? Who is that God? He is the Lord, yeah, that is Yahweh. Elohim, so Elohim, the Lord, we will love Him. So what is the stipulation? We will love Him and to walk in His ways and to keep His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments. Now, what will be the benefit if we keep that covenant? The three things that was mentioned there, very distinct and very specific, is to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgment. Now, this is His commandment. It is now part of the covenant. This is what we are going to do on our part, because if He establishes covenant to us, just like He established to Abraham and to his seeds, He will. He said on that side, let's go back, Genesis chapter 17. Okay, it says, He says, and I will, it says there, I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee. Take note, between me and thee and thy seed. A seed is the father of many nations, meaning including Gentiles, including us. We become his sons in terms of this, becomes part of his seed, no? So therefore, this promise will be in effect to us. It says in verse 8, I will give thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art stranger. Okay? All the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. So it's very consistent. If He is our God, and that's the covenant that He has established for us, we must love Him. We must walk in His ways. We must keep His commandments, statutes, and judgment, because He is our God. So therefore, we become now seed of Abraham. Now you see, the covenant, this is just part of our lesson, or this is part of what we are going to study concerning the covenant of God. And that covenant is an everlasting covenant. Now, in the next episodes, because I will try to do this at a very short time, like 10 minutes so that it will give you the direct message about the covenant. So we will now proceed in terms of this in our next lesson, part by part, increasing and progressive, about covenant of God. And that covenant is everlasting. It's eternal. Before we are created, that covenant is already established. So thank you and good day to everyone. See you to the next episode.